finance and economics.
Exodus. An unprecedentedly large wave of mass migration is underway.
Last year, 1.2 million people moved to Britain, almost certainly the most ever. Net migration, i.e. immigrants minus emigrants, to Australia is twice the rate before COVID-19. Spain's equivalent figure recently hit an all-time high. Nearly 1.4 million people on net are expected to move to America this year, one-third more than before the pandemic. In 2022, net migration to Canada was more than double the previous record, and in Germany, it was even higher than during the migration crisis of 2015. The rich world is in the middle of an immigration boom, with its foreign-born population rising faster than at any point in history. What does this mean for the global economy? Not long ago, it seemed as if many wealthy countries had turned decisively against mass migration. In 2016, Britons voted for Brexit and then Americans for Donald Trump, political projects with strong anti-migrant streaks. In the global wave of populism that followed, politicians from Australia to Hungary promised to crack down on migration. Then COVID closed borders. Migration came to a standstill or even went into reverse as people decided to return home. Between 2019 and 2021, the population of Kuwait and Singapore, countries that typically receive lots of migrants, fell by 4%. In 2021, the number of emigrants from Australia exceeded the number of immigrants to the country for the first time since the 1940s. The surge in migration has brought back a sense of normality to some places. Singapore's foreign workforce recently returned to its pre-pandemic level. In other places, it feels like a drastic change. Consider Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada's second smallest province by population. Long home to people of Irish Catholic descent, with accents to match, net migration to the province is running at more than 20 times the pre-pandemic norm. St. John's, the capital, feels more like Toronto every time you visit. Heart's Delight, a small rural settlement, now has a Ukrainian bakery, Borscht. The provisional government is setting up an office in Bangalore to help recruit nurses. The new arrivals in Newfoundland are a microcosm of those elsewhere in the rich world. Many hundreds of Ukrainians have arrived on the island, a tiny share of the millions who have left the country since Russia invaded. Indians and Nigerians also appear to be on the move in large numbers. Many speak English, and many already have family connections in richer countries, in particular Britain and Canada. Some of the surge in migration is because people are making up for lost time. Many migrants acquired visas in 2020 or 2021, but only made the trip once COVID restrictions loosened. Yet the rich world's foreign-born population, at well over 100 million, is now above its pre-crisis trend, suggesting something else is going on. The nature of the post-pandemic economy is a big part of the explanation. Unemployment in the rich world at 4.8% has not been so low in decades. Bosses are desperate for staff, with vacancies near an all-time high. People from abroad thus have good reason to travel. Currency movements may be another factor. A British pound buys more than 100 rupees compared with 90 in 2019. Since the beginning of 2021, the average emerging market currency has depreciated by about 4% against the dollar. This enables migrants to send more money home than before.